Be'ez Hashem Mizbech, we begin Perek Shleisha Asa, the 13th and final chapter in the Rambam Hilchos Shemitah B'Yevil, in the Sefer Zeraim, which this concludes these halachas regarding the Zeraim, the planting, the agriculture, the halachas of the Yerusha Sa'aretz, which applies to now the portion of the Levim as it applies to the land of Eretz Yisrael. As Rambam begins Halacha Aleph, that what are the Levite cities, and what is actually considered as the city to be part of the Ar Levim. So Shevet Levi, the tribe of Levi, although they don't have a portion in the land of Israel, commanded Stav Yisrael, but the Jewish people already commanded, to give them cities to dwell in and the open parts of those cities. The Armen and the cities are Sheish Arim Miklat, six cities of refuge, which if someone kills by mistake, he runs away to a city of refuge. That's the Levite cities. Valayan, Shtayim, Vaboam, Ir, and on them is addition 42 cities where the Levim live. And when they are going to add on to other cities of refuge when Mashiach is going to come, like it says in the pasuk in the Bar, if Hashem is going to expand your boundary, you're going to add another three cities. Hakol Levim, that's all going to be part of the Levite cities. Halacha Beis, Migrashei Ha'arim, regarding the open area of the cities, meaning although we're utilizing Migrash as 1,000 amas beyond the city, but really, the Rambam's including over here the concept of the field parts, which is the orchard and the field parts, which is also beyond the perimeter of the city. So these Migrashei Ha'arim, these open areas beyond the city, Kavan Nesparsha B'Torah is already explicit in the Torah, that this includes Shem Shleishas Halafim Amal L'chol Ruach, 3,000 amas in every direction, Mikira Ir B'chutza from the walls of the city and outward. Shemak says in the Pasuk Mamidbar, Mikira Ir B'chutza from the walls of the city going outward is Elef Amasaviv, is 1,000 amas all around. But whereas Lahalma, later on it says, you're going to measure from beyond the city, as Pa'as Kegma, going in all directions to the eastern side, Alpayim Ba'ama, 2,000 Amas of Gem, etc. So what's it, 1,000 or 2,000? So it's both. Elef Rishon Migrash, the first 1,000 is totally open, clear, there's nothing there, which is the beauty of the city like that. And then Alpayim Shemayit Mechutz Migrash, then 2,000 Amas beyond this Migrash area, open areas, L'sad Zechramim is for fields and vineyard. This is all included in what's the Levite cities. Halacha Gimel, not nice in L'chol Ir, we give for every single city, Beis HaKvaris, cemetery, Chutz L'tchum Zeh, beyond this boundary. She'in Kreve Meseim L'tchum Arim, because we don't bury their dead in the boundaries of the city. Shlomo says in the Pasuk over there, U'migrisheim, because they're migrisheim, the open area, it says in the Pasuk, Yula Behemtam should be for their animals, L'chushim, and for their assets, L'chol Chayotzim, and for all their wild animals, which is L'chaim Nitnu, for the living it was given. But L'lik V'ru, not for burial, that's beyond those 3,000 amas. Halacha Dalad, in Eisim Ba'ari Leviim, you don't do in the Levite cities to make Ir, Migrash, to make the city, which is where people live, into the Migrash, into the open area. V'le Migrash Ir, neither do you make the open area into a city inhabited by people. V'le Migrash Shad, you don't make the open area into the field, which is beyond that part. V'le Shad the Migrash, neither do you make the field part into open area. Krishna, like it says in the Pasuk, Usadei Migrash Arehim, which simply translated is the field of the open area of their cities, lo yimachah should not be sold. But as Ram continues to halacha, hey, umepi hashmul lamdu, from tradition they learned, shezesh nema lo yimachah, this it says shouldn't be sold, it means lo yishuna, it shouldn't be changed, there should be no transfer. Ela rather, hasada v'hamigrash v'ir, which is actually three different distinct areas. The field, which is the furthest out, v'hamigrash, which is somewhere in the middle, v'ir, and that which is the innermost of the city, kol echem mishlashim, each one of these three should not be changed. Lo yimacher. Rather, k'meish v'layim, it should remain as it is. And says the Rambam, k'meish ar Yisrael. The same thing applies to the other cities of the Jewish people. Halach above. So too, lo yistor adam es beisai, la asaisa gina. A person should not demolish his home to make it into a garden. V'lita charvasa gina, and neither should he even plant the ruin of a building that he has as a garden. Rather, he should rebuild the house over there. Shleich riva Eretz Yisrael, that they shouldn't be destroying Eretz Yisrael. We want it to be inhabited, that there should be homes. Halach zayin. The Rambam discusses how do we apply the laws of the Levim as it applies to the laws of Geula, which we spoke about in the previous parak, which is another reason why this is continued from the previous parak regarding that of Yovel and regarding selling one's ancestral field in Zbat Erechema. So Kahan the Levim, Shemachur Sadim Estei Aram. If a Kohen and a Levi, if they sold a field from the fields of their cities, from the Levite cities, Oivayis Mebat Erechema Shlam, or a home from their walled cities, so in Goyim Kaseh does this. So they don't redeem it as according to the order, which again, the previous two parakim, in Perakit Aleph regarding Steachuza, Perakit Beis, the previous parak regarding Bat Yerachayma, no, that's what we're bringing Levim over here, they're different. Ella, rather, Meichun HaSadis, they're allowed to sell their fields, Mephilas Samach LeYevel, even very close to the Yevel year. What he means to say by that is that even though a Yisrael that sells it less than 2 years before Yevel, we said in Halachi Beis that Lekech could go ahead and then supplement that year that he's not getting because Yevel year hits, he'll get it after Yevel. But Kam Levim, you don't say that. Rather, even if he sells it right by Yevel, it goes back in Yevel and does not have to complete that amount of 2 years for the consumer at all. So too, B'goy L'miyad. They're allowed to redeem it right away, even the day that it's sold, meaning we don't say that by Ste'achuz you have to wait 2 years until you redeem it back in regards to Kam Levim. And V'mikdish V'sada, and if let's say they sanctified the field, G'goy L'miyad HaHekdish L'achar Yevel. They can redeem it from Hekdish even after the Yevel year. In other words, and it does, the field does not go out to other Kahanim, whoever's in that Mishmer at that time in the Yevel year, like by other fields, as Rambam explains in Perkei Tavos Michas Erechin. No, Levim have a different halacha. They can redeem it back even after Yevel. So to v'goylim bate arachayma, kozman shiur, so they can redeem the homes in the walled cities as long as they want to. Afilach kamasham, even after many years. Unlike, as we said in the previous parak, a regular Yisrael, by a house of bate arachayma, becomes confirmed the buyers forever after a period of 12 months. And the reason why we have all these leniencies that they could always get it back, Kishnema, the pasuk says, "Gu'ulas oylem ti levim." There will be an eternal redemption for the levim. They could always get back what they sell, what their makdish, whether a field or whether a home. Now halacha chas, Yisrael sheyorish es avi'im levi. Let's say a non-kohen, non-levi, Yisrael, but he inherited his grandfather who was a levi. His mother was the daughter of a levi. So he's a goyel kelevim. He could redeem it. Like all these leniencies in the previous halacha, like a Levi, Av Bishen Levi, even though he himself is not a Levi, because Hoyel Ba'arim Oyasod Shalaviim, since these cities or fields are Leviim, Goyel Oyel, you could always redeem them. Kashadin Zatolib Mekoymes Elu, because these laws apply to these locations, to their places, because the pasuk says, Ki Bate Ar Leviim, Hi Achuzasam Dech Bnei Yisrael. It's referring to the homes, Velebabom, not dependent on the owners, so even though he's Yisrael, but it's Ar Leviim, he could always get it back. Now, in contrast, in the reverse, halacha test, the Levi Shiyarish is Avi Ima Yisrael. If a Levi who he inherited from his grandfather, who is Yisrael, because his mother was the daughter of a Yisrael, Goyel Ki Yisrael, but like Levim, then he can only redeem like a Yisrael and not like a Levi. Kashalei Nem, it doesn't say Gulas Tila Levim, it doesn't say eternal redemption should be for the Levim, depending on the person. Eleba Ari Levim, rather than the Levite cities, and these are not Levite cities. Halacha Yud, Ram discusses. What we open up in this parak regarding having inheritance or portion in the land of Eretz Yisrael, called Shevet Levi Musarin, the whole entire tribe of Levi is forewarned, Shle Yinchalu Be'eretz Canaan, that they should not inherit in the land of Canaan, and V'chein Musarin Shle Yitlu Cheli Babiza, so do they're warned that they shouldn't take a portion of the spoils of war B'shoshe Kaif Shnas Arm when they conquer cities. Kashnemet says in the Pasuk in Devarim, Le'yil HaKahan Malavim, shouldn't be for the Kahan Malavim, called Shevet Levi, the entire tribe of Levi, Chelik V'nachle Misrael, a portion and inheritance with the Jewish people. Chelik and Nachla refer to two things. Chelik, a portion of Mabiza in the spoils, and Manachla, inheritance, but arts in the land. They don't get that. Chenom Yisotu says in the Pasuk, Mamid, but Artem Leisinchel, in their land, they don't inherit. Chelik, Leil, Chobetechem, and you shouldn't have a portion amongst them. That is Mabiza, then, in the spoils of war. Now, if Levi or Kohen should not tell Chelik Mabiza, if a Levi or a Kohen takes a portion in the spoils, like he gets lashes, whereas from not tell Nachabarts, if he takes inheritance in land, it's Mabir Leisman, they don't give him lashes, but they remove him from that portion. Halach Yidalf, says Ram Yerali, it appears to me, that these halachas that we just said are not said only regarding the lands of Canaan that there was cut a covenant Lavram, Liyizchel, Kliyakiv, Tavram, Yitzchel, Yaakov, Yershu, Benehem, and their sons inherited, and that was divided amongst the Shvatim. But all of the lands that are conquered by one of the Jewish kings, so Kahan Levim, regarding those lands and those spoils of war, is Kekal Yisrael, they're like any Jewish person, and they do have a permission to take a chelik v'nachal. Now, Alach Yud Beis, the Rambam qualifies, V'lama le'zacha Levi, why did Shevet Levi not merit, but nachlas Eretz Yisrael, to have a portion in the land of Eretz Yisrael, l'bevizasa, and the spoils of war, im'echa, but all the other tribes? The reason is, when they shohuv the lavet es Hashem l'shasa, because they were separated to serve God, and to attend to him, and to direct his straight paths and his truthful and justified justice to the public. Shemaik says the pasuk in the Devarim, Yoru mishpatech liyakub, you should rule about his judgment for the Jewish people, v'sarach liyisrael, and your terror to the Jewish people. Therefore, they were separated from the paths of the world. La'erchen melchama kishar Yisrael. They don't organize wars like all the other Jewish people. V'lo neichlin. They don't inherit. V'lo zechlin asma mekayach gufim. They don't merit anything on their own in their own physical abilities. Elohim chel Hashem. Rather, they're the army of Hashem. Shneim like says in the pasuk, Baruch Hashem chelai. Hashem blesses his legion, which refers to Sheva Levi. V'hu baruch hu zechlim. And he, Hashem, the blessed be he, he merits for them. Shem like says in the pasuk Midbar, Ani chelkecha v'nachlasch. He says to Sheva Levi, I'm your portion, I'm your inheritance. You don't get a chelik and nachla because I am taking care of you. You're my army. You're not busy with El Mazeh. You're busy with Ruchnias. Which in Halachit Gimel, the Ram concludes, Nehilcha Shemit Be'evul, the whole Sefer Yisraim, with a very well-known halacha in the yeshiva world of a person designating himself to the path of Hashem. V'lo Shevet Levi Bavad, says Rama, and not only the tribe of Levi was said this previous halacha. And called Ish v'Ish mikol boya oilam, rather every single man from all those who come into the world, asher nad v'ruchay oisai, that his spirit motivates himself. Ve'vinoy ma'doi lihibadal, and he understands the wisdom to separate. Lamed levnei Hashem l'shoisai, to stand in front of Hashem to serve him. Ula avdai, and to worship him. L'deyas Hashem, to know God. V'halach yasher k'mishra so alikim, to go in the straight path the way God made him, which is based upon a pasuk that God makes a person straight, and a person who's a farak mal tzavari, and he throws off from his neck oil ha-cheshbonis harabim, the yoke of the many calculations, such as bikshu b'nei adam, that people are seeking some type of other things in this world, and he only wants to serve God. He's in the Scottish Kaddish Kaddisham, such a person is sanctified the holiest of the holies. And Hashem will be his portion and his inheritance forever and ever. And he'll merit from Hashem in this world that which is sufficient for him as his needs are, like it was merited by Kam Levim, that they didn't do anything on their own, but Hashem gave them what they needed. Regarding such a person, David HaMelech says, as says the pasuk in Tehillim, Hashem menas chelki, Hashem is the lot of my portion, v'kaisi and my cup, ata taimach garali, you support my portion, v'rich rachman desayin, blessed is Hashem who helped us learn these halachas.